It's unfortunate that nobody cared to verify that with me first before issuing such a serious statement to the citizens of this country. If you go back to the record, you notice that I never say that girls under the age of 12 should and can have sex. I did not say that. I know or should know that the law says that they can't consent to sex. Why should such a serious statement be founded on a lie? Such a big, serious, grave lie. It's because, in my view, somebody is serious to undermine the institution of the National Prosecuting Authority, the institution of the Prosecutor General. Somebody wants to foment insecurity in the people of Zimbabwe to actually attack a law enforcement institution with such a lie, in such a manner as to actually attract, you know, a citizen's common demand that Tomana should quit right away because he is a pervert. I agree that no country should have a pervert as their prosecutor general. I agree.
But did you grant this interview where you are being quoted? And if so, what exactly did you explain to them?
Well, the reason why I answered you the way I did and repeated the law is because I wanted you firsthand to understand what it is that I actually said. By the way, nobody has ever asked me what I was doing in Bulawayo. And by the way, I was in Bulawayo to assess the state of affairs of your prosecuting authority. Why? Because it needs to be able to uphold the Constitution's mandate, which is to prosecute on behalf of Zimbabwe as effectively as possible so that the people of Zimbabwe are able to enjoy their constitutional rights.